Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
I'll just add one just for the record, because my question was answered earlier, but just the price list wasn't included in the package previously, but I think we all have it now. So that was the only outstanding item that I had. So thank you.
Good point. Thank you. Yes. There was supplied an email to the members. Any other questions from members of the committee? Members of the council? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Councilman Gebhardt. I also received that email about 1:30 this afternoon with the list prices in there. So it was good to see it. I was surprised it wasn't there in the first place. Christy, what did we spend in that item or two items last year?
We have spent $148,061.95.
That's this current fiscal year or last year?
This year.
This current
year.
That's
to date.
And do you have the numbers of what we spent last year?
I do not.
Where would I get those numbers?
I can provide them for you in the morning. I'd have to go back to my office.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Councilman. Thank you.
I think that was it, Mr. Chairman, but I just want to check. No, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Comments, questions from members of the public? Comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you. Good evening, Sergeant. Moving on to bid 2022-396 Bravo. This is inclusive of the previous bid, found on page 28. Questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Members of the council. Questions from members of the public? Members of the public. Once again, just identify. Thank you.
Rick Casella. What did you say? This is inclusive of the previous bid? Because I don't know what that means.
It means it's the Christy, if you want to clarify, you'd
it's
say
an exhibit.
Best.
So no. So this bid is there's two sections to this bid. They share the same funding source, the exact same cap. So they're both listed as $150,000. However, they share we're not asking for $300,000, we're asking for $150,000.
And can you clarify one other thing? You said that you spent $148,000. So when this bid is approved, if it's approved, what's the sunset on the? Did you get $150,000 last year and you almost spent it all? Or?
No, we're actually right now our cap stands at $175,000.
So they'll release this bid, and if you haven't spent the $27,000 or whatever it is, the difference between $148,000 and $175,000, that will be unused and refocused back into the...
It's only a spending authority.
So whatever, but whatever you don't use, I guess it's just back in
used.
The general fund. Okay, so you're asking for an account to draw down from.
She's requesting authorization to spend the money
yes.
on repairs. To
but
the
she'll be drawing list. It down as she needs
yes.
it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the public? Thank you, Christy. Okay, next is, make sure I'm in the right page. Here we go. Bid 2023-010, post-type fire hydrants. This is found on page 30. Director DiPietrillo, how are you?
Good evening. The water division went out to bid for post-type fire hydrants, which was just basically a regular fire hydrant.
Director, if you wouldn't mind just moving closer to the mic with the mask on, it's difficult. Thank you.
I apologize. We've had some sickness going through our office.
Understood. And thank you.
So we're recommending two bidders. The current contract expires on June 30, 2022. The new contract period will be from July 1, 2022 through June 30th, 2023. Ferguson Waterworks and Corin Main are the only two bidders. Typically, we have about 7, 8, 9 bidders with this every year. Once again, we're having supply issues and companies not wanting to bid because of pricing issues.
All set?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Thanks, Director. I didn't go through every one of these prices, but on Windwater, they are a Warwick company. I was just wondering, overall, were they close enough to the pricing where they could be considered, given that we have that
8%, yeah, they were over that mark.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're having, you know, like I said, a lot of these companies, they just don't even want to touch some of the stuff right now.
Okay, thanks. That was my only question.
Great question. Thank you. Members of the committee? Members of the council. Councilman Ladd, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. I actually didn't have a question on that until Councilman Gebhardt just asked his question. So through the chair to Councilman Gebhardt, was your question regarding why Windwater wasn't listed as a bidder because they were beyond the 7%? Was that your question?
Yes, that was my question. Although it's always difficult to tell on these bids because we don't get any context around volume. So there's certainly some things that Windwater is less expensive on, but I mean, I gotta assume the director knows the types of volumes they're gonna be ordering and thus where they'll achieve savings. But you go ahead with your question. That was what I was onto.
Well, the numbers that I'm looking at, just quickly, and I didn't do the math on this one, I haven't seen any number here that's beyond the 7% yet, so not sure. Terry, why isn't Windwater included as one of the vendors? And I understand going back years ago, we were leaning more towards a vendor. We also understand what you're all dealing with today with trying to get materials and supplies, et cetera. It's a nightmare, and you absolutely need more tools in the toolbox to work with. So why isn't Windwater included as one of the vendors? It's not because they're in excess of 7%. As a matter of fact, a lot of their numbers are spot on or lower than some of the other bidders.
So a lot of the issue arises from they don't deal a lot with Mueller parts, or we're trying to stick to one type of fire hydrant now, Mueller, to be cost effective for the city. They deal with a lot of Darling hydrants.
I seem to remember us, and I could be wrong, but let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. Has Windwater been one of our vendors over the past 5, 6, 7 years?
Sporadically, yes, for different, not we typically never bought hydrants off of Windwater.
But this is not just for a hydrant. This is about multiple pots for the hydrant, isn't it?
This is for post-type fire hydrants.
Right.
And some parts, yes.
So there's hose nozzles, there's lubricant, there's mm-hmm. repair kits, mm-hmm. there's extension barrels, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all component parts of a hydrant.
That's correct.
And haven't we bought them from Windwater before?
Yes, we have in the past, yes.
So I still don't understand why Windwater, a Warwick company, isn't included as one of the potential vendors. If their numbers are equal or better, or within that 7% of an item that you're looking for, assuming we're comparing apples for apples, then why aren't they being considered as a vendor?
So I probably, I don't have the bid in front of me. I've been out of work for a few days. But I do not have those numbers in front of me, Councilman.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I would like to make a request that, given the discussion and where the numbers are with Windwater being a Warwick company, the numbers, for the most part, that I've looked at are very competitive, within that 7%, some lower. I would respectfully request that the committee consider adding them to the list of vendors.
I would have no problem doing that. I'm not going to answer for the chairman. When I looked at this, the way I saw it was, I know that we as a committee that started quite a few years ago with you as the chairman did not, like, we asked department directors to narrow down, as you mentioned earlier at the opening of your statement. So I would have zero problem adding a war company, and I'm sure neither would the director or anyone else in the committee.
And as I said, Mr. Chairman, just to comment, follow up on your comment, you're absolutely right. 2018, 2014, 16, et cetera. Absolutely. That was the focus. Times were different. Business climate was different. Availability of products and materials, very different. And I've said it numerous times. I'll go on the record again in supporting multiple vendors because I know what it's like trying to get anything. It's sometimes impossible and sometimes torturous. And we've all had to diversify and add additional vendors onto the book of business.
And Councilman, if I could add to that too, this could be a mistake on my part, not listing them on here, but when we do order things, we actually look at that 7%, and I it could be my mistake, but I thought we had the authority to use Windwater if we're going to order something, and Windwater was within that 7%. So it could be a mistake on my part.
Sure. So, and I don't consider it a mistake, Terry, you know, sometimes it's oversight happens.
Yeah.
So you have no objection to adding Windwater on?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I'm all set, Chairman.
Thank you. And just for clarification of what both Councilman Gebhardt and Councilman Lattice have brought up is we have an ordinance. I apologize. That was passed a couple of years ago that states if a Warwick based company puts in a bid and they come within 7% of the lowest bid, they can be considered for business since it is a Warwick-based company. So that's the discussion. So before I ask for an amendment to add, and that'll be the intention, I'd like to ask other members of the council, any comment you wanted to add? Okay. Any questions or comments from members of the public? Yes, sir.
Terry, when you get the price for a hydrant and it's apples and apples, does the price also include the shipping? Because I would think that shipping from Maine would cost more and that might change the price, but it might not be the price you see for the actual item. Do they give you those numbers?
And just identify yourself, if you don't mind.
Rick Casella.
Thank you.
Still.
Yeah.
Through the chair.
Chip. Chairman, we don't pay for shipping. That's included in the bid.
I understand, but you understand what I'm saying, because I know you guys can pick what it, I know that you could tell him that you could pick up what you want at Windwater in Warwick. So when you get that, like if you're looking for a hydrant, Terry, you would say, okay, Windwater's got one for $100. So does Maine. Does Maine's price for that include their shipping?
Well, that's
so that would make them more than this guy.
That's included in the bid package.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Just wanted to make sure that you were getting the whole number.
I got
right,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the public? Okay. If Councilman Gebhardt, if you wouldn't mind making a motion to amend.
Oh, and get the PCR. PCR 5622. Thank you.
I'll make a motion to amend 2023-010, now PCR 5622, to add, let me get the real name. Warwick Wind Water Company as an additional approved vendor.
I have a motion. I have a second.
Excuse
All
me,
in
Tim.
Favor? Aye.
Oh, aye.
Can I just make a Pat Pashka purchase? And can I make a suggestion on this? Because it's going to get a little complicated because we itemized on this. Could we make the amendment to eliminate the itemization and just have the three vendors? And that way, if even an item that was geared towards one person, if they can't get it from them, it's going to give them the spending authority to be able to reach out to those other vendors. So if we amended it and it was all items to all three vendors, it would be the department's responsibility to go to the lowest vendor first to get the item, and then if unavailable, go to the next.
Thank you. So, Solicitor, if you don't mind, please walk us through the procedure to withdraw the, if need be, and then, or add to it, the amendment.
So Councilman Gephardt can, we had a motion and a second, so we can take it through your previous motion. You're going to amend your motion if this is what you would like to include what the director said, which would be to remove the specific itemization and award to three vendors, inclusive of the new vendor you're adding. That's all items.
All right. So we're gonna amend the amendment.
Question.
Since we, Councilman Lattisar.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if we eliminate the itemized numbers of those bids, how is Wind Water going to get the 7% advantage of the ordinance?
Solicitor?
So the 7% ordinance only makes them available. It does not guarantee a business the award. And that's the fine line of how we have to address this legally. They are allowed to be considered as this being an objective measurable criteria, and they can be considered for it, but it does in no means does the ordinance automatically award, even if they're within the 7%, but higher. What the purchasing director had laid out for us was to remove the itemizations for the that exist for the two current vendors, add the additional vendor as consistent with the 7% making them available, but the intent would still be to pursue upon availability, as stated, that they would go to the low bidder. But in certain cases, there may be supply chain issues, or they go to the next vendor, et cetera. But you'd have that availability. But the ordinance, to answer the original question, does not guarantee, and nor could it, require it to go to the local business.
So if you take away the prices that are there, how is Wind Water going to be afforded the opportunity to receive consideration? I understand it's not a requirement, it's a consideration. If the items are removed from this bid right here and now, what is going to be the guide for the department to afford consideration to Wind Water for the 7%?
So it would begin with right now, they wouldn't be considered at all. By adding them to the vendor list and making these items available to them because of the ordinance, it would still need to follow the procurement laws regarding the low bid. However, when a low bid is an example, they may not have it in supply. It may not be timely price. It's something that makes them available as an alternate vendor, but it does. But there's no way we can actually mandate that they get it ahead of anybody else as a low bidder.
Okay, so with that said, it would still be the expectation of this body that the department would make that consideration of the 7% favor to Wind Water. Fine.
Thank you, Councilman. Agreed.
Okay. So we're back to amending the amendment. Step one is under recommend, we're going to strike items 3 through 43 after Ferguson Waterworks. We're going to strike items 1A, 1B, 1C, 2, 2B, 2C next to Corin Main. And we are going to add Warwick Wind Water Company as an also an approved bidder.
And that all item, all vendors are available for all items.
Yes.
So it's been moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Any further discussion on the amendment? From the council, from the public. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Move PCR 56-22 as amended.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. Thank you. I'm telling you. Next is bid 2023-031. Found on page 36, services for mental health clinician. Major, how are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Major Mike Lima, Warwick Police Department. The police department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to continue the services with our mental health clinician. The police department has had a mental health clinician since 2014 when we partnered with the Providence Center. Our clinician is embedded within the department and works alongside our officers and members of our mental health crisis response team to perform various duties in the community to include outreach with the homeless population, to offer and provide services consistent with drug rehabilitation and mental health counseling and outreach, providing mental health evaluations and certifications to those in crisis, and responding to critical incidences where mental health conditions might result in injury and or death to that individual and or others. Since 2018, we have shared the cost of this clinician with the Providence Center. For the upcoming contract period, the administration and the Providence Center came to an agreement to have a clinician provided to our agency on a full-time basis at a cost of $59,630. The current contract expires on June 30th, 2022. The police department continues to believe that the service of the mental health clinician has a great impact in our community and have strengthened services that we provide. The department is seeking authorization to enter into another one-year contract with the Providence Center under the provisions of City Ordinance 56-6 at a cost not to exceed $59,630 for the contract year, which will be valid from July 1, 2022 until July 30, 2023. It will be paid in quarterly payments of $14,907.50. Funding would come from budget code 321-0478, titled Opioid Capital Outlay Police.
Thank you, Major. Councilman Foley.
I want to thank committee member Gebhardt because I read the email that you forwarded, and you sent a question, I believe, to the police department on that. And thank you. The information on that email was very helpful. A. B, I was fortunate this weekend to be in Rutland, Vermont, and I was able to visit with my brother, who's the chief of police up in Williston, and he spoke very highly of these types of programs and that they are seeing a direct result in law enforcement anywhere they institute a procedure like this. Thank you very much, and I fully support this lineup.
Thank you, Councilman Foley. Councilman Gebhardt.
Yeah, just I think you covered it, but the Major provided some data earlier today about utilization on this, and it's definitely having an impact in the community. Hundreds of community wellness checks and on scene assessments definitely takes some of the burden off our officers who are working very hard out there, especially with some of these challenging mental health issues. So happy to continue supporting this one.
And
solicitor,
just to clarify the characterization, the department answered preliminary questions by one member and the information was not a direct communication between particular council people. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Solicitor. Council President McAllister.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I just want to mention that this is a very important thing, and I'm 100% support this and would like to meet with the major and see how we can expand this. This is just an outstanding program. I've heard stories about, you know, this individual, she goes out in the field with police officers, domestic situations, but she's also part of the community now. I was at the senior center about a month ago, and this woman talked about how she was being scammed. She was a senior citizen. She was being scammed of her life savings. And she finally found out it was a scam, went to the police department to file, and was very, very upset, as you can imagine. And she happened to be there that day. So they asked her to come in. She was in crisis. And she talked about how this person really helped her and that was the lowest point of her life. And that was, it's just, you know, a great asset for the city of Warwick. And it's much needed. And she was going through so much. And just to have somebody that was trained in this situation to be there to talk to her, you know, it's not just out in the field, but she was able to do that. Like I said, that was at the police station, and she was able to help. So this is an outstanding program, and I really commend the Providence Center for bringing this with us and helping us out with this. I've met with them a number of years ago when this program first started. I've been a supporter since the start, and I really just wanted to share that story because it, you know, it just shows, puts a face on that. That could have been anybody's grandmother or grandfather or a mother or father or themselves that, you know, was really in crisis at that time. And she was able to sit there and help her along on a terrible day. So I 100% support this program. And, you know, in the future, I'd like to get together and let's talk about how we can expand it. And it's a real asset to the community of Warwick. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Questions, comments from members of the council. Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have worked firsthand with the woman that we were talking about, and I've seen the great work she's done. She has connections with every agency there is, whether it was alcohol, drugs, like you said about the elderly person with a problem, and it's amazing what a difference it's made. It made it, and it calms them people down, the people who have the problems. So, and then we've seen some good results from it. You know, some people actually, especially in the drug situation, that they came out of it pretty good. Some went back and relapsed, and she just would start all over again. But this is such a plus for the city of Warwick. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Chairman. Major, this cost of $59,630, that is, in other words, Provider Center is actually an independent contractor of the city. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So this cost of $59,630 for the benefit of the taxpayers, that is an all-inclusive cost. There's no vacations and holidays and sick days and pensions and health care and free this and free that.
Correct.
So, particularly considering the significant impact that this has on our community, I think that's a number that's certainly affordable. But in the big picture, it was important that the taxpayers realize there isn't another 40 to 45% saddled on to that in addition. So, thank you for that, Major.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions, comments from the council? Questions, comments from the public.
Philip Ducreux, Ward 4. Just want to comment that as a resident of Warwick, I think this program is excellent as well, and I think most of Warwick would support it. In fact, I'd like the details of it because I think I may be in need of some medical help. So mental help, I should say. Thank you. Support this program.
Thank you, Phil. Please identify at the microphone.
Rick Casella. I agree with Phil. He needs some medical help. He's a good man. Just with all due respect, Captain, Major. Through the chair, Major. He said that this contract goes from July 1st to 2022 to July 30th, 2023. Is it to June 30th? Just it's a one-year contract, correct?
It is a one-year
contract. Okay, just to clarify for people watching at home. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the public? Comments? Thank you, Major. The next item is bid 2023-024, HVAC maintenance and repair for Thayer Woburton Arena. This is found on page 38. Hi, Christy. Welcome back.
Hello again. Public Works is requesting to award the HVAC maintenance and repair contract for Thayer and Woburton Arenas to Environmental Systems Incorporated in the amount of $50,000 for a period of 1 year, July 1st, 2022 to June 30, 2023.
Just for clarification, you wanted to award it to Environmental Systems?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Christy, you said that there was one bidder lower than the recommended vendor. However, the vendor previously held a contract for a two-year period. That previous vendor, was that the one and the same that I had raised some questions about with some of the repairs that we had to do after they had done a certain inspection and some other stuff? Is that the vendor that was the previous vendor?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but they did have a two-year contract prior to the current one we have now, so it's likely.
It would have been. Okay. Environmental Systems, have they performed this service for us in the past?
Yes.
And what time frame did they perform these services for us?
Oh, boy. So I'm going to date myself now. Environmental Systems bought Royal Engineering when Royal Engineering was our vendor for these facilities. So they've been around for quite some time, probably 15 years since they took Royal Engineering over, at least.
And so this maintenance of these items at the arenas, they, as we know, particularly from previous bids that have come before us, require various amounts of pots, compressors, and a whole host of different things that can fail and have failed. In this bid, there is item B that calls for pots, and we have discounts, but we do not have any list price on pots. Now, I know we were provided the list prices on the pots from the previous bid, but it doesn't appear, at least I didn't receive anything showing pots for this bid. Do you have that list?
I do not. This bid is it's a bit of a unique on its own because of the nature of where these parts come from. And some of them come, they have to get them from Japan. They're manufactured in Japan. So for us to put a list together of, you know, potential parts needed it's I don't want to say impossible, but it's not the easiest thing to do. And it's actually not a discount. It's a markup.
It says cost plus. Okay, fine. Yeah, and that's just as significant because 20% of what? So it's a mock-up of 20% of what?
But
now, we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in these two arenas over the past year or so. So I would think that we'd have a pretty good list of pots that have been replaced so that we could at least get some sort of a list price. It's terribly concerning to me that we're going to contract with someone who tells us they're going to charge us a 20% mock-up on whatever pots, whatever we need. No idea what that list price is. And that brings me all the way back to initially when we started digging into this. How do I know North Star Refrigeration is in a better deal on those pots than Auden Engineering? Because we don't.
Sometimes it's not parts. Sometimes it's, most times it's just service.
Sometimes it's what, please?
Sometimes there's no parts involved and it's only service.
Well, service is listed here individually.
Correct.
Pots is just pots. That's all we're talking about. You're not mocking up service by 15 or 20%.
But you said that you don't have a list of parts for when we have the repairs. It's not always parts involved.
But when we do have pots for these items, as we've had in the past year, the cost on those pots is significant. And we're not talking about a pot that costs, $30. These are significant costs. And I think that we should have a list of the pots that need or could need or may be required to be replaced and what their list price is. Because otherwise, we have no clue. 20% of what? I don't know. Chairman?
I see it slightly, I understand what you're saying. I see it slightly different. I see this as we are going into a contract and to get a price list of parts that we don't know we may need in this time. I would feel better. It says right here, particularly for it says recommended award environmental systems for the lowest necessary repairs and maintenance. So that's what she went out for. It's nothing particular to parts, repairs if necessary and maintenance. So I feel comfortable by going with the rates that are given. You're right. There's no parts, but there's no parts to go on right now.
Well, when you do repairs and maintenance, it's fair to say that you're going to have parts required.
Understood.
And we have no idea what those parts are, could be, mm-hmm. or what the list prices are.
Well, I can tell you now, I understand we're talking a different species, but when I sign a contract with my HVAC company for my house, not the city, my house, I do a same as what we're doing here. I give them a payment for the year. They come twice to do maintenance. And if there's something that comes up, that's something I have to pay for as they identify it and replace it. And that's how I look at this bid. That's me personally, Councilman. So that's how I'm looking at this bid.
Well, me personally, when I hire someone to do something, I expect to know what my costs are. I certainly am not going to hire someone that says, hey, Ed, I'm going to come in and I'm going to charge you $50 an hour to fix the washing machine. And, whatever the pots are the pots, and I'll mock them up 20%. I need to have I want to know what it is I'm paying for.
Okay.
And in this case, you don't. Because you have no idea. I'm not asking for, so the cost of this compressor, this is exactly what it is. And that's what we want. No, it's impossible to predict what pots are going to fail. But what it does do is it provides us with some sort of a guideline, some sort of a basis to know where this vendor is coming from. And it gives us an idea of, so if they give us a list price on a compressor of $49 and everybody does their due diligence and we find out the list price on that compressor is really $9, then something's wrong. So I think that at least as a guide, we should have some type of list that says, here's what these potential pots are, here's what the list prices are, so that going forward, you have something to go back and double check on. Just my opinion.
Noted. Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions, concerns for members of the council? Questions, concerns for members of the public? Comments, questions? Yes, sir. Please step up to the microphone and identify yourself, please.
Travis Townsend, President of North Star Refrigeration.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chairman Howe and Finance Committee members. Thanks for the opportunity to speak. So I'm Travis Townsend, owner of North Star Refrigeration. And here tonight, we were the previous company with the contract, and we were terminated by the city and never had a platform to even find out why. I reached out to the mayor's office, sent several emails to our contact at the rink, and they just terminated our contract. We were low bidder in this contract, and really, I'm here tonight to ask why we were not awarded the contract.
Christy?
So when this new administration took over, new mayor came in, he tasked the Public Works Department with the maintenance and repair of Thayer and Warburton Arenas. We went through a lot, as you know, with these buildings. We had them evaluated. I asked Tim Coe to come out so they could evaluate it potentially. Unfortunately, they don't have a license to work in Rhode Island, so they couldn't do that. But what was most concerning, I think, to my department was the fact that for 2 years, and I've seen the invoices, North Star Refrigeration was charging $6,120 a quarter to do preventative maintenance, as well as whatever other miscellaneous repairs were needed. So I want to say the bills were probably, if I recall correctly, somewhere between $160,000 and $180,000 for that two-year period. And then when we took over, we were told, and I quote, that we were hanging on by a thread as far as these compressors were concerned. So I'm not sure how we spend $160,000 to $180,000 and we're still hanging on by a thread when there's preventative maintenance that's supposed to be happening.
So this is the exactly what we just allocated over.
Yes.
I stand corrected. So that's separate. That contract that you're speaking of, $160,000 to $180,000, is that inclusive of what we this council approved, or is that added on to the additional?
This was the previous contract when these facilities were being handled by Parks and Recreation under the previous administration. We've had a year with the current company we have. They were the only bidder. And now here we are again with a new bid that we're awarding. So the reason that we have not chosen North Star is just from the previous history. We've spent $238,000, not including refrigerant, to get those compressors back up over the last year where they need to be.
On top of the $160,000 to $180,000.
That was the previous contract when it was held by North Star. So when we took over, North Star had the contract, and we had to spend $238,000 to make repairs to these compressors to ensure that they ran as they were supposed to. And it was all approved by the council. The documents were presented to you with the repairs that were necessary. This isn't anything that I had to finish paying whatever was due to North Star at the end. But it's very disturbing when your vendor, who's supposed to be taking care of, you know, and this in particular is a very unique room, so to speak. It tells you you're hanging on by a thread. So I'm not sure what happened for the two previous years before it came back to Public Works, but that I find disturbing.
Could I say what happened?
Oh, yes, you will in one moment, please.
Mr. Chairman.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Councilman. One moment, please. Sure. Okay, thank you. And I don't want to turn this into a back and forth. So here's how I'm going to run it. You stated your point. You asked her a question. She gave you the answer. I'm going to allow the council and the committee to ask questions or make the comments they wish to make. And then we'll go back and the public, and then we'll go back from there. So I'm going to start with the committee. Councilman Foley, Councilman Gebhardt. Members of the council, Councilman Lattisor. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. So as Christy said, in I agree with her. I know in the last couple of years, we've had hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff come before us for various things at both of these arenas. And there was one instance when a repair, and I'm not pointing the finger at any one party, I'm putting out some things as I recall occurring over the last year and a half, 2 years. We had one item come before us where whoever was servicing one of those arenas was in there literally a month or so before. And then something else like, whoa, this just died. And it was something that should have been pretty apparent. We had a rather lengthy discussion. Christy, the question I have for you is, I recall at one of these rinks, there was a company who had electricians working on that equipment, and it was discovered by our inspectors that they were not licensed in the state of Rhode Island. Is that a true statement?
I don't have any knowledge of that, but that could have been prior to us resuming care and maintenance of these facilities.
So I don't think it was, but you don't have... You don't have a recall of who that company was? Well, there was a company that was in there, and our inspectors, our building officials, our electrician, our electrical inspector, I believe it was, Eric may be familiar with it, was doing an inspection in there, and that's when it was discovered that there was an electrician, one, two, I don't recall, who was in that building and was not a licensed electrician in Rhode Island.
That I'm not aware of. I can tell you in the times that I've kind of been personally spearheading all of this stuff, and we call in a licensed electrician.
Yeah. Councilman Lasser, you referenced my name. That's why I came up. Eric Earls, Public Works Director. That did not happen since I've been here as Public Works Director.
Okay.
That transaction is not familiar to me at all. So it must have happened before then.
It probably happened sometime before then. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. And I'd like to say before we move on that one of the responsibilities of the executive office and the directors is to assess and look at, and then of course make a decision based on the evidence that they have. So I will continue by asking the council, and I will ask the public, but it'll be decided from there on. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Any questions or comments? Thank you. Yes, thank you. And Travis, right?
Correct, yes.
Thank you, Travis. Go ahead.
And agree completely. I just want to say what we did over those past couple years or year and a half before we were terminated. We dealt with three different managers, James Scott, Deborah Fontes, and Holly Weber. It was very difficult to communicate. Out of the PM contract, we did send quotes to several different people, and there were points when we couldn't even send quotes for repairs. The hanging on by a thread was one of our field supervisors, which they had a control system at the arena, which was outdated and old, which needed to be upgraded. And we were very direct saying that you were risking losing your sheet of ice not making these repairs. When we went on site, we found piping that was rated for 150 PSI, which was not in the refrigeration system, which will go up to 180. There were controllers that were failed, which caused a release of refrigerant. That refrigerant is about $20 a pound. We are a Rhode Island company, local 51 signatory. They're here tonight, licensed. We're properly licensed. We have over 60 families who live in Warwick who... our members are of Local 51, and we care about what we do, and we had some communication issues throughout this process, and if we had a clear line of communication, a lot of that cost could have been saved.
Thank you.
One last thing,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
TJ Tully is a local Warwick resident. He manages the Smithfield Municipal Ice Arena. If you would like to have him in, he said he will come in next meeting and talk about his relationships with North Star.
Thank you.
Yep.
So as of right now, the recommendation, and
your comments out are on record. The recommendation from the department, if I may, Director Earls, if you don't mind, please. Thank you. I'm going to put you in a spot, but this is an unusual happening. But I want to ask you, the work that's been done recently has been done by a separate company?
Yeah, ESI, the one that we're recommending award to.
Okay. And do you feel confident and that this is the contract that you want to move forward with? And
yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, ESI has been very responsive, and we couldn't have anything, you know, we couldn't possibly say anything bad about the way they've handled that emergency responses, day-to-day operations. They document the work that they do extensively every time they go to the rink. So yeah, we've had it's been a very good relationship with the SI.
Okay. Thank you, Director. So one of the things that this council is, we don't make the decision. Give me one moment.
Yeah, no,
thank you, Travis.
Yep,
we don't make the decision. We don't have the privilege and the pain of going through what the executive office and the directors must go through. What we do is we go on the recommendations of the directors who are qualified in their skill set. Understanding what you're saying, and from the recommendation from the executive office and the directors, I feel obligated to move forward. But you did have your hand up, and you were going
like
to state one other thing. Yes, Travis.
One other thing. So can I address the councilman?
Councilman
Lassa? Parts we spoke about he was speaking about parts. So we're a industrial refrigeration contractor. We take care of rinks from Maine, Connecticut. The competition is more of an HVAC contractor, but we could build a parts platform. They're 100% correct. MyCom compressors are sourced from Japan. A shaft seal on a MyCom compressor could cost $2,000. Very expensive parts. We have the expertise, and I can tell you right now, a better markup than our competition on those industrial parts. So I'd love to help out if that's an opportunity. And most of these contracts that we do bid out, we do have to bid. It's a great point. We bid parts as well on a marked up percentage so that it is clear across the board for all contracts.
Okay, Travis, thank you. Christy, please.
Just a point of clarification. I'm not entirely sure which one. We have Simco compressors. I'm not sure.
They're manufactured by MyCom, and they put a Simco name on them.
So the same compressors, just with a different name. So you're identifying the compressors.
It would be as if a company buys them from a manufacturer, and they stamp Simco. You actually get the parts. It's from Mayakawa.
Okay.
It's a Simco compressor. Built by MyCom.
Thank you. Are there any other further questions, comments?
I think one last thing. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Last one. Go ahead.
We were terminated without any knowledge. We were not even given a platform to speak. So I understand completely. I don't think the facilities wants to use us. That's fine. But we take care of rinks all throughout New England. And it would have been great. I tried speaking with the mayor's office. We were terminated without any platform like this. So I appreciate everybody's time. And, we'll bid the next one and have this conversation again.
I thank you. Honestly, Travis, I thank you for coming in and standing up for your workers sincerely.
Thank you.
And coming in and defending your company. But as you can understand, the logistics
no problem
of
at all.
Three executive changes in 4 years or 3 years. And then we have a department that is really trying just to bring everything back up to speed. I'm going to honor what the department recommended. And as you said, you're more than welcome. We encourage it.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Travis.
You.
May I have a recommendation? Night. Oh, I apologize. You're right. Thank you. I'm sorry. There is one more item. So, everyone, we're going to, on page 98, this is actually on the bid package. It's number 15. It's just slightly out of order. We have bid 2023-018 for $80,000. And that is, I have it right here in front of me, for winter sand from We Lease It. Christy, hello again.
Hello.
Busy night.
We are requesting to award the contract for winter sand for a 2-year period. From July 1st, 2022 to June 30th, 2024, in the amount of $80,000.
Thank you, Christy. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. So we were going back and forth earlier today on this one. So this is a 2-year bid. One thing I was happy to see is that the price between last year and this year is one of the things I'm looking at a lot for the upcoming budget. It only moved a tiny bit, so that looks good. And then you said that you spent $9,899 this year. This ask is for $40,000 in authority. Do you have any left over from this winter, or did you use everything that we purchased?
We do have a pile of it's mixed salt and sand in the yard, and I'm not sure if they brought the pile back from Mapinog yet, but if they haven't, they'll be doing that soon. So we do have some to get started for next winter.
Okay. So this is one where you really just want to get ahead and make sure you have the authority built in, or?
Well, this is a yearly bid. It just happens to expire, oddly enough, June 30th. So this time we're asking for a 2-year bid, which based on the prices was a prudent thing to do. And our need is entirely predicated on how the winter goes. So next year we could spend, God help us, $50,000. But we've been fortunate the last few years. It hasn't been too bad.
Okay, great. Thanks, Christy.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Christy, so this is a cap, right? It's kind of like,
if you need it,
you get it. If you don't, you don't spend it.
So it's a spending authority over a 2-year period.
Sure.
This budget code is historically budgeted at $40,000. The only thing we purchase out of it is road sand.
Right. Now, this bid of $14.60, that's guaranteed for both years?
Yes.
Okay. And I noticed on Cardi's, they made a note of delivered. Are we to also assume that the price when we lease it is a delivered price as well?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Please identify at the microphone.
Rick Casella, through the chairman. Christy, is this a specific sand that is required to mix with salt, or is there a specificity about it, or is it just basic sand?
There is actually. It's within the bid specs. It has to, you know, be a certain size, has to be rated through receive, things like that. It's not like, you know, we can't use play sand to put on the road. So it needs some grit and traction to it.
Where I'm going is with all the public lands we have, I'm certain we could find a sand bank that we could mine it ourselves. I wonder if that's ever been brought up, but thank you for your information, Chrissy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Chrissy. That concludes the items that exceed the 50,000 threshold of this finance committee. Next, I will ask members of the committee, members of the council, and members of the public if there is an item within the bid package that they would like to identify and discuss. To please identify that now. I will now start at the committee. Is there any item that anyone would like to discuss? Members of the committee. Councilman Gebhardt requests 2022-375. That is bid number 23. Thank you, Councilman. Any others? You good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Members of the council, is there any item in the bid package you would like to discuss? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 2023-006, 20.
That is, okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Councilman.
You want me to read the names, Chair?
No, that's okay. Okay. If you wouldn't mind identifying on the, you don't have that. Never mind. Just, yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. Item 2022-413, police DIMS upgrade. 2022-411, purchase of portable radios. 2022-410, purchase of radios. 2022-375, janitorial and cleaning. 2022-379, traffic signs. And 2021-270, radiator maintenance. I'm sorry, radiator manufacturer and repairs. That's it.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council? Oh, Mr. President.
Thank you. I just want to make an announcement that we will be pausing the Finance Committee meeting in 5 minutes at 6:55, just so members of the Finance Committee can get up. And then we're going to start at 7 o'clock, the council meeting. We have a number of special guests that are going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And it is a school night, and I promise to get them out on time. So we will pause the finance meeting in about 5 minutes. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is there any items on the bid package that citizens of Warwick would like to discuss? Is there any item on the bid package that members of the citizens of Warwick would like to discuss? Thank you. So getting started, we have 4 minutes before we pause the committee. We'll start on bid 2023-006, printing of various letterhead and envelopes. This is found on page 41, Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
The question I have is, I was under the impression that all the business cards were going to be the same or were the same throughout the city for the administration, the council, fire department, police department. It doesn't appear that way. I know the last time we had business cards printed up, I remember it was a big hoopla. That was under the previous administration about who was going to get what cards, who was going to pay for what, and it just became very frustrating. I just ended up buying my own cards. The question is, why do we have different cards? So various departments have a black or blue ink business card for whatever, raised print, not, or whatever, for $23. Police department, it's not showing any business cards that I see here for the police department, so I was curious as to why that was the case. The fire department has business cards with red ink that are $28 a box, or $500. And the mayor's business cards, two-sided ivory, three ink colors, and a heavier grade, are only $17.68. So why is the disparity? The mayor has the best price of all on the business cards, which is great. Then the various departments have a business card of black or white for $23. And then the fire department has a separate business card with red ink. Why aren't we all getting the same business cards for the same price as the mayor's is? Those cards are plenty good enough for me.
Well, the difference, obviously, for the fire department is they're the only department that requests red ink. And red ink is priced differently, as you can see. Item number 7 is the basic business cards in black and blue ink. Most departments order those. That is what the standard business card is. And as far as the mayor goes, you'll see that it is ivory colored, printed on two sides with a three-color ink seal, and why that came in as the lowest, I can't tell you that. That's the vendor's pricing.
So I think that's a very good thing that the mayor has gotten those numbers. Why aren't we doing the same thing for everybody else?
Sure. Hi, Pat Pashker, purchasing. The purpose of this bid in general, not to not answer your question, but our purpose here is to, for purchasing, to go out to bid for a lot of printed items, hoping that we'll get printers in there because we're going to order lots of different things, we're going to get a better rate. In regards to what items were bid out, we take a survey with all the departments on their needs. What is it you print multiple of? Not necessarily every job that they print, but something they print repetitively. We put all those items together based on the requests for all the departments, and that's where we come up with this list. If fire asks for business cards this way, and mayor asks this way, and other departments, we try to generalize to the best of our ability to get the items to the vendor of what we're looking for. What departments, what they order, that's really not up to us. That's up to those department heads.
So then we don't have just, you know, a business card for all of the city. Various departments can get whatever they want.
That is correct. We ask all departments what they're looking for.
Thank you, Chairman.
Mr. President, I see the time. Is it okay if we finish up on this? Thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. The time is now 6:56. The Warwick Finance Committee is hereby at ease.
Recess.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We will start the council meeting in a couple of minutes. We're just going to let everyone get settled. Thank you very much.